Broken by Kelly Armstrong. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2006 by KLA Frick, Inc. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bantam Dell, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Changes. Clayton doesn't do unobtrusive well. Not even when he tries, and that afternoon he was trying his damnedest. He was downwind of me, at least 200 feet away, so I couldn't smell him, see him, or hear him. But I knew he was there. As I stood under the oaks, I couldn't suppress a twinge of resentment at the pressure his presence added to an already gut-twisting situation. Yes, I'd been the one to suggest the run, leaping up from the lunch table and declaring I was ready. He'd asked if he should stay inside, possibly the first time in our 15-year relationship that Clay had been willing to give me space. But I'd grabbed his hand and dragged him out with me. Now I was blaming him for being here. Not fair. But better than to admit that what I felt was not resentment, but fear. Fear that I would fail. And in failing, I would disappoint him. I took a deep breath and filled my lungs with the loamy richness of a forest emerging from winter, the first buds appearing tentatively, as if still uncertain. Uncertain. Good word. That was what I felt. Uncertainty. Uncertainty? Try abject, pant-pissing, stomach-heaving terror. I took another deep breath. The scent of the forest filled me, called to me, like Clay's presence out there, beckoning.